too many leftovers to preach on that. I don't want to be a hypocrite. But as I was praying about today, and this is our communion service, I just couldn't help but feel the Lord saying that there's some stuff that we can't take with us into 2022. So today we're going to do communion like we've never done communion before. And you guys can go ahead, everything's set up and ready. We're good. So what we're going to do is, everybody get a note card on your seat when you came in. Come on, just wave and let me know you got one. If you didn't get one, raise your hand and our ushers will get one to you. But this is what we're going to do today. As I was praying, I heard God say, I want their worry. I want their worry. And he led me to Matthew 11:28. Jesus said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. He wants to take your heavy burdens today. So what I'm going to ask you to do, I'm going to talk just for a little bit. It's going to be probably the shortest sermon in history for me. Amen. I've had some long ones, but it's going to be brief today, but I want to allow time for the Holy Spirit to just talk to you directly. I want you to take your greatest fears, your greatest anxieties. I want you to take all of the strongholds and all the burdens in your life, and I want you to put them on this card. What we're going to do is I'm going to talk briefly, then we're going to have a time of worship, and during that time of worship, I want you to just search your heart. What keeps you up at night? What keeps you worried? What keeps your anxiety level high? I want you to put it on this card. And during that time of worship, I'm going to ask you to come and bring down your cards. And this is confidential. Nobody's going to read it. I want you to bring your card, put it in this box at the altar to say, I'm giving this thing to God. I'm giving this thing to Jesus. And exchange it for communion. But drop off your card and take communion back to your seat as we take communion this morning. A divine exchange. Cast your cares on Him because He cares for you. And by faith, we're going to let go of these things that have been holding us. It's not to say that we don't care about these things, that we're not concerned about these things, but it's saying, I'm not going to live in bondage to these things anymore. I'm not going to live under the burden of fear, of guilt, of bondage. I'm going to walk in freedom. So every day, this is my prayer for you, every day from this point forward, wake up in the morning, you don't have to say, I'm afraid about it. You can say, I've prayed about it. You don't have to say, I'm worried about it. I've worshipped God over this thing. So that's what we're going to do this morning. And then on New Year's Eve, what we're going to do is we're going to take all of these things and we're going to have us a bonfire. On New Year's Eve, not late at night, not at midnight, but at 6 p.m., we're going to gather here in the church parking lot and we're going to burn these things. Burn, baby, burn. Amen. So if you're watching online or listening by radio in our parking lot, you have a chance to, for those of you who are traveling right now, you have a chance to be part of this as well. But today during communion, I want us in the house to lay down these burdens before God as we get ready to take communion and worship Him. So New Year's Eve at 6 o'clock, we're going to come and we're going to have not a book burden service, but a burden service. And here's how you remember it. We're going to burn the sticks at 6. Come on, tell somebody. We're going to burn the sticks at 6. Okay, that's how you can remember that. The New Year's Eve at 6 o'clock. It's going to be a fireside worship time, and we're just going to praise God for freedom going into the new year. All right, everybody good? Okay. People can wear you down. Have y'all noticed that? Amen. 5 minutes of listening to a negative person can wear you out more than 5 hours of hard labor. It is exhausting, right? Y'all know some people have the ability to brighten up a room when they walk out of it. Some people have decided they're just going to be miserable, and they want everybody around them to be miserable too. People will weigh you down, but our God is the lifter of burdens. Now, I know that all of y'all had family who was nothing but happy and cheerful and just made you feel better over Christmas, but this is for the people listening on the radio. Some of y'all have been weighed down by people over the holidays, and you need to know that God is the lifter of burdens. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who have heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Psalm 3, verse 3 says, "But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter of mine head." When people get you down, God can lift you up. And our God has never lost a battle. Psalm 24, 8 says this, "Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle." When the cares of this world and the cares of life try to weigh us down, remember that our God is great and mighty. The Bible says that He is mighty in battle. And I've found in my own life that the answer to worry is always worship. Worry and worship cannot occupy the same space. It is like darkness and light. They cannot coexist. Light is always greater than darkness. Have you noticed that? There's no such thing as a flash dark. Come on, you can't be in a bright place and turn on something that has a beam of darkness. It doesn't exist. Because light overcomes darkness and worship overcomes worry. Worship might not make all your problems disappear, but it'll get your focus on Jesus and give you a whole new perspective. You can have joy and peace in the midst of the storm. Worry and worship cannot occupy the same space. There's something so incredible and powerful about getting into God's presence in worship. I don't know about y'all, but my whole life I've been an undercover worshiper. When I'd work at the bank and I'd work in a corporate environment, and sometimes it was less than godly. Sometimes I felt like I was working in the bank of hell, okay? The devil's ATM. So what I do is, can I go to the bathroom? I go in there, well, I just get my prayer. Oh, Lord and God, hallelujah. Lord, this place is full of hell. And you put me here as a missionary to be a light to these people. Help me, Jesus, today. I need a double dose of the Holy Ghost. There's something powerful, incredible about worshiping God. I love what Psalm 9, verse 3 says. "When my enemies turn back, they shall fall and perish at your presence." Your enemies cannot stand the presence of God. When you get into God's presence, the enemy's going to run the other way. There is victory in God's presence. Maybe you're battling an enemy right now, and maybe you got some problems that have you worried. Maybe you're facing some mountains in your life. I don't know about you, but when I face mountains, they're not North Carolina mountains. They're more like Colorado mountains or Himalayan mountains. They're big mountains. Mountains represent problems that are immovable and unsurpassable. But Psalm 97 says, "The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord." Those mountains, those problems that are so big, those problems are like a mountain so large you can't see anything else but the problem. You get in the presence of God, and those mountains begin to melt like wax. Things that seem impossible to man are not even difficult for our God. And when you spend time with Him, it puts things into perspective. I read a couple of interviews with two different soldiers who were at the invasion at Normandy. And the Marine who was on the beach said, "When I landed, I knew there was no way we were going to win this fight." But when they asked the pilot who flew over, he said, "When I looked down and I saw us advancing, I knew there was no way we were going to lose this fight." When you worship God, it changes your perspective. When it looks like a losing battle down here, when you get in the presence of God, you get a higher view, a higher elevation, a higher perspective of what's going on around you.
spend time in God's presence, it changes your perspective. We find life, we find rest, and we find victory in the presence of God. And we also find direction in His presence. I don't know about you, but when I've been confused and didn't know what to do, I spend time in prayer and the Holy Spirit will start talking, start giving me wisdom. I think about King Jehoshaphat, one of my favorite names in the Bible. Not a good baby name, but it's a great Bible name. King Jehoshaphat and the nation of Judah, they were surrounded on all sides by the enemy. The messenger came and told the king, "Surely we will be destroyed." So King Jehoshaphat calls a solemn assembly. He calls a nationwide fast, and they're gathered in Jerusalem. They're praying and they're seeking God, and His presence fills the place, and the Holy Spirit moves on a man named Jehaziel. That's another good Bible name. And Jehaziel began to prophesy, and he said, "Thus saith the Lord, it is not by might, not by power, by my spirit. The battle is not yours, but mine, declares the Lord." He gave them wisdom. He gave them direction when they got in God's presence. What do? They sent the praise team into battle. I know a lot of pastors might send the praise team into battle first, but for the wrong reason, you know what I'm saying? Glad I'm part of the praise team. Amen. They sent the praisers out. The Holy Spirit said, "Don't take your weapons. Leave your weapons at home. Go into the battlefield praising God, saying the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever." And as they worshiped God, the presence of God went before them and ambushed the enemy. There's power in God's presence. Power in His presence. There have been times when I've done everything I need to do. I got advice from friends, from family, from pastors. I read books about it. I Googled it. But no matter what, I didn't have peace about it. All I had to do was spend some time worshiping God and communing with Him. And the more I spent time in His presence, the more the Holy Spirit would lead and guide and direct me. You'll find answers in His presence you won't find anywhere else. The Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." How many of you know God's a lot smarter than you? A lot of people hadn't figured that out yet, but I've learned that full well. Proverbs 61, "The preparations of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord." You'll find direction in His presence. So it's my prayer that as we have this time of worship, that we'll find life, rest, victory, and direction in God's presence, and that we'll find restoration in His presence. Psalm 16:11 says, "You make known to me the path of life. You fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures in your right hand." So this morning, as the worship team comes, you can remain seated. What I ask you to do right now is just to take some time and write down those things, those burdens, those fears, those anxieties, those worries, those strongholds in your life. I want you to write those down. And during the worship time, just whatever you feel ready, bring it forward, drop it in the box, and then take communion back to your seat. And once everybody has taken their communion elements, then we will take communion all at one time together. So I'm going to ask my wife to come and just lead us in this time of prayer and just seeking God as we write down these things that we want to surrender to the Lord by faith. And we're going to take just a few moments and worship and then share communion together.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Father, that as people are searching their hearts, Father, and they're going in their mind about the anxieties, Father, that have been holding them down this year. Lord, I thank you, Father, that when they write it down and they put it in this box, it is their release. That anxiety and those worries and those fears are completely handed over to you, Father. That in that moment, in that act of putting it in this box at the altar, Father, that we give every care, every concern to you, Father. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for being the God that has every answer. That no matter how much we stay awake at night, it does not bring the answer. Just seeking your face brings the answer. And Lord, I thank you, Father, Lord, that you have every answer. And Lord, that you just be with us this year. Lord, that you just guide us this year. That this year is going to be like any other, Father. That as we release our cares and our burdens to you, Father, that it opens up new doors. That it sets our mind free. Free of the bondage and the burdens that the world has placed on us. God, that as we place our family at your feet, our jobs, our health, marriages, whatever it is, addictions, God, that you are the deliverer. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that who the Son sets free is free indeed. And Lord, I thank you for deliverance this morning, for freedom this morning, Father. And I thank you for that. And I bind the work of the enemy, the fear that he's tried to place in our minds, the burdens and depression and anxiety. I bind you, Satan. You have no place and no authority. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for freedom in our minds. God, I thank you for healing in our hearts, Father. Lord, I thank you for healing in relationships. I thank you, Father, for deliverance. I thank you for healing in our bodies, Father. And Lord, we just cast every care upon you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're just going to worship for a few moments. And if you want to go ahead and bring your cards up, grab your communion, you can go right ahead and just stand and worship.